delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty.
Welcome back to it. Let's take a break from the politics show. Of course, every time I see Tim Stout, he says, well, who's going to win this thing? All right, Tim, so I'll give you my handicap. Right now, it's Donald Trump is the team to beat. Team Trump is the team to beat. I really believe that. And now he's ducked out of the debate for tomorrow. And he's getting more coverage than if he had stayed in the thing. So, you know, he's doing this veterans wounded warrior deal. He'll, just like Chad Livengood just told us from the Detroit News, he'll have half the press corps in Iowa will be with Donald Trump all to himself. So there you go. Tim Stout, welcome to the program.
And I always listen to get all the inside scoops. You got the inside scoops.
Yeah, there it is. I think Livengood's right. Half the press corps in the United States will be following Donald Trump all by himself, where he can say and do whatever he pleases. Now, I've seen a lot of stuff online lately, and a lot of us had, Spartan fans that, you know, just hate the Jim Harbaugh era. I mean, they hate him just for being here and, and blasting him for spending the night over at that kicker's house here in Michigan the first night he could pop in, watch a movie, whatever. Is Jim Harbaugh doing anything that's out of bounds here? Or is he just recruiting tough?
He's recruiting tough in a system that is extremely flawed across the board, in my estimation, and has been for years. It's very cost inefficient. It's very time-consuming. Verbal commitments hardly mean anything anymore anywhere on both sides, whether it's a player or it's a coach. Then you throw in the fact that coaches change jobs or they get fired. You add all that up together, it's a brutal system, which he simply, his bottom line, however he has to do it within the NCAA rules, is to get the 25 or so best recruits he thinks can help Michigan in football down the road, however he has to do it. I think a lot of coaches are exactly that way, but they don't get the, you know, this guy's like Donald Trump. Every time he does something around here, it gets tremendous publicity, which no other coach gets whatsoever for whatever reason.
Yeah, so, okay, let's break it down. Michigan's class looking pretty good. Signing day is what, Wednesday coming up? Is that when it is?
Yeah, it's next Wednesday, and it's hard to get a handle for me on Michigan's class because they add two and lose two. Then they add two and lose two. So the guys that you had your mindset on early on, now those guys are out of the picture. The way he does it is the way the SEC does it. I mean, he's overbooking. Plus the fact, when you offer, the way they do in college football anymore, when you offer guys scholarships after their sophomore and junior years, and then they play their senior year, and now suddenly they don't play as well as you anticipated they would, coaches get a second, you know, they get a second wind on these guys, and then all of a sudden, well, do we really want to take so-and-so when this kid over here had a fantastic year? He's uncommitted. We can get him to visit. He might come to us, and he'd be a better fit, and we need him at that position. It happens everywhere, but he's getting more publicity just because of who he is, plus the fact he's going to end up with a ranked class that's going to be easily 1, 2, or 3, depending upon who ends up signing next Wednesday. I just think he's in a system that is so flawed that to be able to get the best players he thinks he's going to get, it doesn't always have positive repercussions to the outside world, especially the media.
I think the one player that everybody's still looking at is the defensive tackle, the all-world kid who's number one that he's got a line on. And if he, you know, right now a lot of people saying that it's number one class. I don't know that I ever recall a University of Michigan football class ever being ranked that high, and I've been watching these things for a long time. So I'd say it's a breath of fresh air for the program there.
Well, they've always had good recruiting classes. Even when Rodriguez and Holt were there, they always ranked in the top 10 or so. I mean, and for goodness sakes, he took a team that won 5 games with the same guys Holt had, doubled it to 10 with a new quarterback. So it's not like those players. I always thought Michigan was going to have a good year this last fall. I always thought that. He plays in a weak league, frankly, in my opinion, although it's the toughest division. Plus, he'll figure out how to take the guys that were left over and make them better players. And I don't think they were a great team, but they went 10-3 and they easily won their bowl game. So now moving forward, when he starts getting his own players in there, how is he going to change? He still needs a quarterback, but he's not the only guy in the Big Ten East that needs a quarterback. So that's going to be an even issue right there going into spring practice for all of them. But he's going to be a player. As long as he's there, he's going to be a player. And they're going to get a lot of good players because he has tremendous NFL credibility, and he's going after NFL-caliber players. That's how he thinks he's going to have to win at Michigan moving forward, and that's what he's trying to do.
All right, now let's look at what Mark D'Antonio has going. Obviously, the Spartans have had a pretty good run, to say the least, over the last two, three, 4 years. How is the recruiting class looking in East Lansing?
Well, they're always happy with who they end up with. And, you know, they're a lot quiet. He doesn't draw nearly the publicity, nor will he in the future. He is not going to draw the publicity that Harbaugh is going to draw. Harbaugh does a lot of other things that get in front of the camera, not necessarily because he wants them. D'Antonio is not that way. I mean, I think Michigan State is shooting a little higher for a higher caliber player because it can do that with its record than it has maybe in the early years of the D'Antonio era. I think they'll have players that are going to play right away. I think they've got players that are good prospects. And look, Steve, I think a lot of these guys, when they walk in the front door, they come with all the high school background. But now what happens to them once they get into college? Because that changes everything for all these guys. So how they develop in college is going to determine, you know, how schools like Michigan, Michigan State, and Ohio State do from there. Michigan State, I think, will be fine. However, I think it's a new game, having to play Ohio State and Michigan every year now with Harbaugh and Urban Meyer still in the league.
All right, and here, they do this a lot of places, so I'll do it here. In the way too early to predict predictions, give me a prediction for U of M, MSU going into next year's football season.
Well, the game's in East Lansing, which helps Michigan State, but both of them are going to have new quarterbacks, so that's an unknown right there. Michigan very well could end up being the preseason Big Ten favorite, at least in the Eastern Division, providing the spring gives them a quarterback that the media thinks is an accomplished quarterback, which I think will be John O'Korn, the transfer from Houston. If all that plays out, Michigan's going to be the favorite, but they don't play till the end of October. And Michigan's schedule, they'd only leave the state of Michigan one time till then. They go to Rutgers and they'll win that. So they could well be 7-0 by the time they come to East Lansing, which will make it another big game just as it was last fall. It'll be a close game. Michigan may have a few better players with a score to settle from last year. But in the Michigan-Michigan State game, especially in East Lansing, it's always tough for the visitor. How's that?
That's, well, frankly, pretty damn good, Tim. Thanks for stopping in.
Keep me up to speed on all this political stuff because it's fascinating.
I've got you covered. Tim Stoudt, everybody. The Dean of Sports right here on the Steve Gerber Show. We'll be right back.